It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Health experts say recent big protests over racism and police brutality did not help spread the coronavirus. CPR health reporter John Daly explains why.
A new study from CU Denver looked at COVID case counts and aggregated cell phone data that tracks people's movements in hundreds of cities. Andrew Friedson is a professor at CU Denver and one of the researchers. He says the people attending protests appear to have been more than offset by people who stayed home because of them.
This is how important social distancing is, right? That you could have these large events with thousands and thousands of people, but if at the same exact time everyone else is staying home just a little bit more, the growth rate of the disease did not change.
The paper hasn't yet been peer-reviewed. Colorado has seen a smaller uptick in cases than nearby states. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Pueblo's School District 60 is preparing to start construction on two new high schools. Both will be funded by a ballot measure approved by voters last November. The new schools will cost an estimated $152 million. District spokesman Dalton Sprouse says it's an opportunity to help the district's declining enrollment.
We have the chance to really change the face of public education in Pueblo. So we're really, really excited.
The high schools are set to open in 2023. Governor Polis has signed off on a broad expansion of marijuana business licenses to what are being called social equity applicants. Under the law, these are people who may be low income or have a previous marijuana conviction. The new law also lets the governor issue mass pardons to people who were convicted of possessing up to 2 ounces of marijuana when the drug was still illegal in Colorado. The measure doesn't set up exactly how that process would work. Colorado weather is sunny and hot all across the state. Highs in the 90s along the Front Range, western Colorado, 80s in the mountains.